So it's all about separations and purifications. The interesting thing here also in this particular interchapter material is that it's talking about internal organs, the internal natural probably, and how what is more external entering in is broken down and brought into alignment so that it can be used and distributed by those interior things. Now, of course, in the story of Joseph, it's about the baker and the butler, and the baker being what has to be cast off, and the butler being that which can be purified and used, put to use within the body, within the grand man. So, yeah, I mean, it's a fascinating thing, what's being described. And the thing to realize is that every single part of the grand man is a spirit or collections of spirits. The structures are spiritual beings. So, you know, if you're talking about the liver, every part of the liver is a particular type of spirit. There's nothing physical or material involved. So we go in and it's not an overly comforting thought that we're just food for the grand man. But as we enter the stomach, which is the world of spirits, this is what's described here. And that's all found also in Heaven and Hell through that Awakening series. And also, it's been fascinating reading that in conjunction with the group that's doing Divine Providence, because everything described there is exactly the same as what's going on, just in a lot more detail. And here we have it again, this idea of being processed. And of course, you know, you don't have to wait to get into the spiritual world for this to start happening. It's already happening in terms of, you know, as we engage with the word, this is what it produces. It has to. It's a process which is unavoidable, as much as food entering the body. It can't back out of a process. It's in there and it has to be processed. That's how this works.